Well, in addition to the 90 essential nutrients, I've heard some people, especially women, that have talked about progesterone levels. Is there a need for any kind of supplementation with progesterone?
Well, when you're talking about supplement hormones, Blake, you're talking about PMS and menopause in women. It's been a real bugaboo, one of my favorite subjects to talk about, because doctors have injured women so badly when it came to HRT, hormone replacement therapy. Women need some help when they have problems with PMS, premenstrual syndrome. They will often show breast tenderness and pelvic and abdominal cramping, back aches, emotional jags, crying jags, irritability, and inability to focus and so forth. Sometimes you get downright mean, and it's time to take a vacation, right? Guys will usually run down to the store and stay away for a couple of days because of women who get this raging PMS thing. And really it has to do with deficiencies of raw materials. According to the University of California, San Diego, 85% of the symptoms of PMS are due to a calcium deficiency, 85%. By just supplementing with high quality calcium, you can actually get rid of 85% of the symptoms of PMS. And then the other 15% has to do with prostaglandin deficiencies, and we know the raw material for prostaglandin deficiencies are the essential fatty acids. Now, prostaglandins are raw materials to help make hormones, including progesterone, including estrogen. And so, of course, you get girls going through puberty and young adult women, if they're not supplementing properly or not eating properly, they have all these hormonal problems, which result in all these clinical things, behavioral problems, physical problems. They go to doctors who put them on hormones without backing it up with all the nutritional supplements, and they really get into trouble. We have a program for girls and young women and women who are still cycling for PMS, and that includes a phytoprogesterone from wild Mexican yam, one of the highest quality phytoprogesterones, or plant progesterones that come from plants. It's been used for literally hundreds of years, maybe 1,000 years. It has been used in China and Mexico. It's just a very well experienced, I guess I can say, herb. It's phytoprogesterone from wild Mexican yam. Lots of writings about it, lots of research on it, very safe. And it's part of our programs that we use for women with PMS. Also, women who are going through menopause have a different set of problems. They immediately stop all production of progesterone because progesterone is produced by the corpus luteum, which is a little blood clot that forms in the follicle after the egg is ovulated. And as soon as they stop ovulating, there's no more progesterone. So most of the symptoms of menopause that are attributed to estrogen deficiencies are really progesterone deficiencies. And estrogen is actually manufactured by the liver when women are going through menopause. They'll actually produce as much or more estrogen during menopause as they did before menopause. So it's not a estrogen problem, it's really a progesterone problem. We like to make sure they're getting their precursors and actual phytoprogesterones from the wild Mexican yam. And there's a 100-year-old herbal program called Lydia Pinkham's, and she used all kinds of herbs and extracts from vegetables in there. And we like to use a variation on Lydia Pinkham's that has these things in there, including herbs that actually get rid of hot flashes and night sweats. Just a recent research project showed very clearly the only thing that will stop hot flashes and night sweats are estrogen and these herbs. Now, we don't like estrogen because it increases the risk of a woman's cancer for breast, uterine, ovarian cancer by as much as 78%. And so we'd rather not have them take estrogen, pharmaceutical estrogen. We like the soy isoflavones. The Chinese and the Japanese women have a significant lower risk of breast cancer than American women. First of all, they don't get supplemented with outside estrogen, but they do eat a lot of tofu and other soy products, so they're getting, just in their cultural eating habits, they get a lot of soy isoflavones as estrogen, phytoestrogen sources. They do extremely well. So this is part of our program for women going through menopause. It works. They're so grateful because they're able to wean off their estrogen and take our herbal programs along with the nutrient programs. They're actually able to control hot flashes and night sweats without estrogen.